I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show will be jam-packed with tons of information as usual. We'll be talking about the science and magic of Andara crystal technology,
Earth's
Pleiadian ancient history. You'll be interested in a lot of this cutting-edge information and how it relates to the ascension process. And before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition. And that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari
Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari H Hari Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om,
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Hari
Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Hari Om
Oh.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now give my gratitude, thanks, and appreciation to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you. And I'd like to remind our listeners that you can always email me with questions about any topics that are presented on this program. You can do so at paperfungo, paperfungo, at yahoo.ca. And tonight's show will have lots of information, and if you'd like to listen to it at your own pace, you can always access the archives to the show, which will appear usually the Tuesday after the Saturday presentation. And an easy way to do that is go to my website at etyoga.com. And on the main page is a button there, Radio Archives. Hit that one button. It'll take you to the archives. There's no strings attached, no fees. And it will allow you to not only hear tonight's broadcast, but all the others that have been presented over the last almost 15 years now. So many of the listeners have emailed me to give their thanks that this is available. And I'd also like to mention that I'm interested in your suggestions concerning program content. And nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes, utilizing ideas, concepts, and techniques that are presented on ET Yoga. So please feel free to contact me. That's paperfungo, P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. Is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you are a new listener to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical, mainstream media, big pharma, and utilize technology only to the extent that you need to. And if you're a long-time listener, you know I've been saying this for a lot of years, not just during this current crisis. Now, in preparing for tonight's program, I'd like to give you just a little synopsis of why I'm presenting so much information about Andara crystals. And it's because, in my opinion, it's the most efficient, optimum way for you to, number one, tune into 5D energy, because these Andara crystals are 5D energy and resonate at that frequency. They're an optimum way to tune your health to optimum, because all of our organs are a frequency, and it helps tune your organs to a healthy frequency range. And also, they assist in the amplification and ease of manifestation. It's been said that Andara crystals possibly help your manifestation process up to 1,000 times. So, they are an optimum way for you to achieve a lot simply by having one in your auric field. Andara crystal technology is advanced and ancient ascension technology derived from the lost knowledge of Lemuria and Atlantis, when the great central race was here on Earth the first time. The ancient Lemurians achieved a higher level of their consciousness in their time and transformed themselves into a much more advanced race known as the Andarians. This quantum leap in consciousness was done primarily in thousands of Lemurian temples all around the planet Earth in these days, and that's just using Andara crystals. What are Andara crystals? Andara crystals are a blend of silicone and monatomic fused crystal glass that is formed naturally in the extreme heat and pressure of volcanic and tectonic activity. The beautiful translucent and opaque colors of Andara crystal glass rocks are created by natural mixture of prima matra chemical elements. Obsidian is one version of Andara crystal. However, their content of ethereum is much less than the translucent, bright, rainbow-colored type mined from deep from the Earth's crust, mostly near volcanic mountains. Mount Shasta is one such mountain, and the volcanoes in Hawaii and South Africa are among the most concentrated deposits of ethereum in the world. Andara crystals are the highest vibrational crystals in this universe and originate from fifth-dimensional star systems. The original 5D versions of Andara crystals were left for us buried deep in the earth by our ancient elders who aid us in our current 5D ascension process. In the original Atlantis and Lemurian ascension, an interdimensional implosion occurred and the seed material was heated, not only to very high levels, but in a contained hyperfield, which is created by two or more dimensions touching. A hyperfield forms a no-time zone where linear laws of thermodynamics are warped, or in some cases do not apply at all. It was within such a hyperfield that the prima matra powders and the Andara crystals were created, that through their purposeful interaction with the prima matra, it transmuted their crystalline DNA, becoming a high futurized form of human being, even more developed in their light matrix than the Lemurians of that age. Thus, at this point in our discourse, and this comes from the Pleiadians, we will cease calling these colonists Lemurians and refer to them as Andarians. Monatomic Andara crystals emit an extremely high energetic frequency that corresponds with the fifth dimension. As light passes through an Andara, powerful rays of transformative healing energy are released and can be inducted directly and instantly into the auric field. These crystals are multidimensional and are not bound by space and time. Andaras are a soul-enhancing, high-vibrational healing tool that works on all levels, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Monatomic Andara crystals work directly on your DNA and will tune your auric resonance to the fifth-dimensional 40 hertz gamma state of being. Andaras are a tool for awakening and self-actualization, and they are here to assist us to step into our mastery. Andara crystals are formed in a no-time hyperfield, creating within them a kinesthetic continuum that is a continuum that allows a moving time field within the elemental and structural composition of the crystal formation. Understanding a kinesthetic continuum would involve a complex dissertation in an area of science not known to you. Thus, we will touch on only the most basic understanding of it here. In essence, this K continuum does not allow or align to natural polarity, but instead phase matches directly with the universal light matrix or the golden net of Athena. Thus, utilizing the Andara crystals etherically and or their current counterparts, the man-made Andara crystal glass, one may interact with Athena's net. This net moves matter beyond the time barrier's access into Athena's net and allows soul matter units integration with future forms of spirit matter. Athena's net was the original Akashic Internet. Magic Andara contain high levels of monatomic ethereum, which is much rarer and potent than monatomic gold. This magical substance is the gold powder the Anunnaki came to Earth seeking. Monatomics exhibit the properties of superconductors at normal temperatures. The principle behind a superconductor is that it's able to carry electrical energy without any resistance present, thus exhibiting a zero loss in the conduction of that energy. In addition, the process involves the conversion of electrons into a light frequency as they pair off within the superconductive medium. One of the keys in these monatomic superconductors is the presence of exotic single-atom materials such as rhodium and iridium in the high-spin state. A new science has emerged to deal with the quantum-like properties of high-spin state, high-frequency elements, superconductivity, gravity-defying materials, teleportation, space-time manipulation, multidimensional universes, and other truly astonishing discoveries have been made and are projected theoretically for the near future. Natural monatomic elements exhibit extraordinary properties that strengthen and stabilize the electromagnetic fields of the human body. Monatomic metal elements are superconductors with a null magnetic field repelling both north and south magnetic poles. This is conducive to zero-point energy. Zero-point energy is known as an energy that fills the fabric of all space, which exists at very high frequencies. Monatomic metallic elements have the ability to tap into this limitless supply of energy in ways we're just beginning to understand. Andara crystals contain the most concentrated charge of the monofield, hyperfield, and kinesthetic continuum. It's also been shown that monatomic metallic elements can actually alter their physical state and shift into other dimensions. When heated under certain conditions, monatomic metallic elements, normally 35% silica, fuses into a beautiful obsidian-like material comprised of 75% silica. Scientists are unable to explain how this seemingly impossible transmutation takes place. Other tests revealed that the material could transfer its exotic properties to similar metallic or silica materials. It seems that the monatomic metallic elements have the ability to resonate similar materials to their highest frequency rate, transmuting and or transforming that material to resemble and reflect their exotic properties. Monatomic Andara crystal is the result of monatomic metallic elements that are found naturally in the ethereum powders heated to high temperatures. This process not only transmutes the ethereum powders, but refines the monatomic metallic elements and enhances their exotic properties. Testing has shown that monatomic Andara crystal resonates at the high frequency of the exotic matter they were created from. Monatomic Andara crystals are quantum in every respect. Frequency is a measurement of energy, and all substances can be measured for their wave signature or frequency. Even our thoughts are an energy that can be measured. Each organ of the body has its own frequency, with a particular range suggesting good health. Andara crystals will tune the body to the exact perfect natural frequency for optimal health and a state of youth. Monatomic Andara crystals are also heliocentric, meaning that they absorb and reflect physical light toward the center of their crystalline spiral. This causes the monatomic Andara crystal to be a very healing to gaze into while holding in natural sunlight. What's more, Andaras are 5D master being crystals that are monatomic in structure and contain prima matra, which combines 70 minerals. Andara crystals are composed of the most potent form of prima matra found on Earth. Prima matra is an ancient alchemical term that means prime, unviolated first matter, and covers any form of matter that is resonant with the original first matter. Original prima matra is light just beyond the ultraviolet end of the visible spectrum of the rainbow. And the forms of prima matra with us today as the visible colors of the rainbow gradients less in frequency, but all still light. Prima matra is simply high frequency, light data that exists in the ether. This substance is known as mana, the elixir of life, the philosopher's stone, the fountain of youth, the primordial substance and exotic matter, and it has many other sacred names. And they're being revealed at this time to the planet to assist humanity with the transformational process. And Andara crystals are the Lemurian equivalent of a quantum supercomputer. Andara is also a powerful amplifier, a multidimensional transmitter and receiver, and it can store unlimited amounts of gamma light data, just like a super hard drive. This advanced other world extraterrestrial technology is the closest you will get to having access to real magic on planet Earth. Studying and understanding its metaphysical properties and the actual feeling you get when you work with one will make you a believer. Note that the larger the size of the crystal, the more Ethereum it contains, thus it's more powerful. All Andaras on planet Earth are not the original Lemurian crystals. The original crystals exist in the fifth dimension. All Earth-based glass Andara crystal is connected etherically to the fifth dimensional Andaras, and all the ones found on Earth resonate at the same high frequencies. You will discover that you can create anything with no limits simply by emitting the thought and feeling energy that aligns with what you want to create. This process can be sped up by thousands of times by using crystal amplifiers to boost your auric energy field. This is only one of many applications of quantum monatomic Andara energy technology. Andaras are the most powerful consciousness amplifiers in the universe, and you will just have to experience this yourself to know it fully. Knowing that you create your reality 100% is the first big step in your spiritual evolution and enlightenment. While knowing this one thing and understanding how to do this best is another matter. Furthermore, having a tool that can boost this process thousands of times is a major asset in developing and using your divine creator God power. Andara crystals are the most powerful crystals on Earth. Andara crystals originate from fifth-dimensional star systems, and the original 5D Andaras were left for us, buried deep in the Earth by our ancient elders to aid us in our current 5D ascension process. Andaras were used in ancient Atlantis and Lemuria as advanced ascension technology for heightened spiritual development and for total healing of the layered energy bodies. Andaras are 5D master being crystals that are monatomic in structure and contain prima matra. Monatomic Andaras are a soul-enhancing, high-vibrational healing tool that works on all levels, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Monatomic Andara crystals work directly on your DNA and will tune your auric resonance to the fifth-dimensional 40 hertz gamma state of being. Andaras are a tool for awakening and self-actualization, and they are here to assist us to step into our mastery. Monatomic Andara crystals emit an extremely high energetic frequency that corresponds with the fifth dimension. As light passes through an Andara, powerful rays of transformative healing energy are released and can be inducted directly and instantly into the auric field. The individual using the Andara crystal is able to raise their own vibration to match, receive, and mediate the higher frequencies, mediating with Andaras using gem elixirs made from them. Carrying them and working with them in other ways will help us to attune to them and increase our ability to use them as tools for healing and the science of exploring our consciousness. Andara crystal is one of the master crystals, a healer and powerful tool for one, increasing awareness and vibration to access universal knowledge, two, cleaning and balancing the chakras, three, activates one's energy channeling ability, four, accelerates the spiritual development process, and five, aids a person to manifest the life he or she chooses along with extraordinary beauty. The Andara crystal is reported to offer energetic benefits, healing qualities, and protective attributes. Andaras will enhance communication between nature and the owner of the crystal. The cells in your body are becoming more and more crystalline each moment as high vibrational light comes into the planet, causing your new light body to form. Simply by having an Andara crystal near your auric field, tunes your satellite DNA, which instructs the genome to the 5D, 40 to 100 hertz frequency. This DNA tuning occurs near instantly when the Andara makes contact with your bioenergy field. All we can speak of the crystals that we obtain from sources around the world because of the question, you know, are they real? Are they authentic? Well, Andara is silicone glass, but it is natural glass. And not only that, it is fused with rare monatomic elements. And the real Andara crystals are authentic monatomic Ethereum-based crystalline glass that originates from high-energy vortexes located in the Sierra Nevada mountains and one of the places in Hawaii and South Africa. And those are the primary sources for Andaras. They're also located in Northern California in an area close to Mount Shasta. This high-energy vortex is where the original primary Lemurian Andara crystal temple stood 26,000 years ago, right on modern-day Lady Nellie's, and recent spectroscopic analysis and microscopy testing of the soil on this sacred land shows it has an extremely high content of monatomic elements. The Andara crystals are the highest vibrational crystals found on Earth because they contain prima matra. And the true personal test for authentic Andaras is to place one or more of the Andara crystals close to your auric field and send your highest and most positive intentions into them. Next, notice how fast these intentions manifest in the physical realm. You'll be truly amazed by the results. Andaras are extreme powerful consciousness amplifiers, which causes your etheric energy to manifest physically 1,000 times faster than without the Andaras present. And with this said, we add the disclaimer that Andaras will amplify and manifest low vibrations in the auric field with just as much power and speed. So it's important to be ready for the power of Andara crystals before working with them. The higher teachings say, only vibrate high and make sure you have cleared all lower vibrations, such as toxins, traumas, and etheric connections to low vibrational beings, things, and situations. Andara energy also repairs damaged DNA strands and heals the physical body, the mind, and the emotions very quickly. All of the Andara crystals that the Palladians work with are hand-blessed personally with angelic ascended master energy that will manifest divine love, peace, joy, abundance, freedom, and good health into one's life. The Andara crystals were formed around 26,000 years ago, just after the Lemurian continent of Pangaea sank. The 5D crystal residue from Lemurian Andara crystal temples was scattered into the Earth's crust in those ancient days, and this magical substance known as white gold or mana became intermingled with superheated and pressurized silicone and monatomic elements to form natural rainbow-colored volcanic glass rocks that we know today as Andara crystals. Andaras in the Earth's crust are mined by a few special sources around the globe at a depth of approximately 150 to 200 kilometers below the surface. Here, temperatures average 900 to 1300 degrees Celsius and at a pressure of 45 to 60 kilobars, which is around 50,000 times that of atmospheric pressure at the Earth's surface. Under these conditions, molten igneous rock is formed within the Earth's upper mantle and expands outwardly at a rapid rate. This expansion causes an eruption, forming magma to the Earth's surface, then taking along with it Andara-bearing rocks. Moving at an incredible speed, the magma takes the path with least resistance, forming a pipe to the surface. The same process works in the center of a volcanic eruption, except the heat and pressure is intensified many times over. Andaras are not classified as precious gemstones by mainstream geologists. However, their rarity and uniqueness among spiritual masters and energy workers ranks them in the same category as the South African diamond. The spiritual healing and metaphysical values of Andara crystals makes them even more valuable than a common crystal, at least to the owner of an Andara. Andaras cannot be understood, tested, or described from a 3D level because they operate at a much higher frequency and they defy many of the laws of classical physics. As modern-day masters of Andara crystals, and by being in constant close proximity to tens of thousands of these high vibrational monatomic elements, we can tell you these things as absolute fact. They're personally manifested in sustained high levels of love, abundance, freedom, peace, joy, and health. You can imagine. And this is 100% due to the amazing energy amplification properties of Andara crystals. We do not say this to brag at all, but if things just start to work out in every area of life and your dreams all start coming true, and the only thing that changed was Andara came close, what would you deduce? We are living witnesses to the awesome power of Andara crystals, and we, for one, will continue to work with them and keep them in our personal space. Andaras are living, conscious energies. Andaras take on a magical, playful persona as you are near them more and more. They shape shift right before your eyes when light is applied. They move physically on their own, in many cases, even jumping out of their containers. Andaras store terabytes of light particles, and after light is applied, they hold an inner fire glow after the light is removed. They love sunlight and water most of all, and when you have them near you, the most magical things happen. You'll just have to experience this for yourself. You must fully understand and believe in the power of Andaras for them to have a full effect in your life. Andaras do not do low vibe energy and quickly transmute it. You could say they do not like low vibes just like us, and they do their part to clear that energy out of the space. Andaras are excellent for meditating because they are the most powerful crystals in the world for raising your internal vibration, even more powerful than a Vogelcut quartz crystal. Andaras are a direct stargate or portal to the central sun. The fifth dimension Andara is a literal piece of advanced extraterrestrial technology that has been gift to us for our spiritual evolution to the fifth dimension. The original Lemurian and Atlantean Andara crystals that powered the Earth in ancient days were buried underground in multidimensional locks and now only exist in the fifth dimension. If you resonate at the 5D frequency, you have full access to the original crystals. The crystals that are mined today that we work with have inherited the same metaphysical properties by dimensional transference of energy of the original 5D master crystals. Even all man-made crystal glass on the earth today also contains much of the same transferred metaphysical properties of the original 5D Andaras, though this weaker level of silicone crystal is not nearly as powerful as natural volcanic or tectonic Andara crystal glass formed in and mined from the earth's crust. Our mission to bring advanced ancient Andara technology back to the world, this same crystal technology used by the ancients and by higher dimensional beings to do unbelievable things that seem like magic to humans, has been passed down through the ages and is still in use today, powering and operating every piece of technology that exists in this modern world. There's a sort of magic that is happening in every computer and phone and TV and device that humans use today. The magical things that a crystal chip in a computer can do now is just amazing, but pales in comparison to the natural ancient use of these amazing energy devices. The great higher beings from the ancient days who are here with us now have been reminding us about the magical and powerful abilities of these crystals. As part of our mission to heal the beings of Earth and to give them the best tools to quickly boost their spiritual evolution, we have been tasked with the mission of reacquainting starseeds with their knowledge and skill in using this ancient advanced Andara crystal technology. The monatomic atoms we are concerned with within our studies and work are those derived from or related to metals and rare earth elements such as Andara crystals, platinum, rhodium, ruthenium, palladium, iridium, indium, titanium, silver, copper, and magnesium in their monatomic separate state. These atoms no longer behave as metals because no valence electrons are available for chemical reactions to occur as separate atoms. They act very differently and much more mysteriously as compared to when they are joined together to form metals. Monatomics have ceramic properties, tend to be superconductive, in their high spin state are inert and are therefore hard to identify using conventional means. Monatomics exist everywhere in the Earth's crust and are found throughout nature. These mysterious substances are called ORMEs, orbitally rearranged monatomic elements, or ORMEs, or M-state particles. Silicon crystal contains what is termed as ORMEs, or white powder Andara crystals. This ORMEs has been called mana from heaven and the philosopher's stone, and is the mysterious substance understood by all serious alchemists. A simple version of ORMEs is common crystal sea salt, but as you know already from personal experience, sea salt crystals have amazing health and other metaphysical properties and benefits. Now we suggest that you do not take our word on any of this, and do your own spiritual and life test to fully know the awesome power of Andara crystals for yourself. We encourage you to gather your own information about Andara crystal technology, acquire some of these magical stones, and to learn how to work with them to create true ascension magic. Silicon volcanic glass in its monatomic form exists in a high spin state where it acts as a gateway between the third and the fifth dimensions. As a fifth dimensional substance, it enhances the ability to channel forms from the spirit realm, the thought realm, into the tangible realm, the physical. Therefore, while using monatomic Andara crystals or any form of a monatomic, one must exercise great responsibility and maintain loving, compassionate, reverent thought, and speaking only positive words, for its high spin state amplifies the rate at which what you put out comes back to you. Therefore, it quickens the rate of karma. Synchronistic phenomenon is enhanced, and life becomes more lucid. One begins to see very clearly that the things that they say and do have energetic repercussion, and the learning process increases greatly. Important note, while Andaras are transmuting toxic energies, be aware that they also are amplifying whether energy is around them, whether it is positive or negative. Scientific EMF testing show that pure natural Andara crystals can amplify the auric field by up to 1,000 times its normal power. Keep Andaras close by when you need healing or energetic clearing. To activate the power of an Andara crystal, simply come into close contact with an Andara, hold it, meditate with it, gaze upon it, and send your highest intention into it. Andara will greatly amplify your desires and manifest them quickly, and also directly to you from higher dimensional planes. Andara manifestation experiment. Write down your dream manifestation list while in the presence of an Andara crystal. Give yourself 30 days to manifest what you desire and really believe that you can have anything you want. You'll notice that everything you wrote on your list will start appearing in your reality. But as you will see, things come to you much faster than they do in the 3D vibration. This is because Andara is the strongest conscious amplifier in the universe. Andaras love light, so take them out in the sunlight and photograph them from different angles. Every Andara is a living, multidimensional being here to assist you on your spiritual journey. As you move an Andara around in your camera viewfinder, and if you look close enough through your camera lens, you'll see the living divine being inside your crystal. Now, I've never done this, so I'd appreciate if anybody in the listening audience does this experiment and they find that, please contact me. And Andaras do not come from this world and have amazing metaphysical properties. As you play with Andaras in the light and photograph them from different angles, you'll notice a shape-shifting experience happening with the Andara in each clear photo you take. Andaras are chosen with the heart, regardless of color. And Andara is going to do for you exactly what you were ready for in that moment as they respond to your intention due to their monatomic nature. Browse for a crystal until you find the one that is most attracted to you. We are honored and excited to bring this light data to you, and we look forward to hearing your personal testimony to the power and magic of Andara crystal technology. Great love and Godspeed. This is the Pleiadian Teachings. And I might add that of all the shows I've done over the last 15 years, I've never had more emails to me than the people that had taken my suggestions from before and got involved with Andara crystals. And as I said, I'm a type of person that likes to get optimum benefit from my time and effort. And I don't know any other way to, they're like a one-stop shop for Ascension. They tune you to the 5D energy, which is the 5D energy of the new earth. They'll tune your health to create optimum levels, put your organs in the right excellent health frequency vibration, and assist in your manifestation process. So to me, this is, I guess, you know, when I talk about manifestation, I always talk about it as being in three parts. Number one is the first level of manifestation are the beliefs that you downloaded from your original parents. And that's from up until you're about 7 years old. That's all you're doing is downloading from your original caregivers. So we need to give thanks, appreciation, and gratitude for all those great, wondrous beliefs that we obtain. At the same time, as part of the maturing process, we also need to eliminate or stop using those techniques or those beliefs that no longer work for us. That's part of doing your inner work. But the whole point of it, boils down to it's your thoughts, your beliefs, your definitions, your emotions, your intentions that create the outer reality that you experience. That's what it is. You have to be a frequency match for anything that you experience in the 3D realm. If you're not a match for it, it can't happen. We live in a holographic universe, and that's why when you put out positive emotional spin and definition on outer circumstances, you're attracted to those holograms and you're attracted to those situations into your life. That, to me, is the level two of reality consciousness manifestation. The whole idea that outer circumstances do not come with built-in meanings, but we place definitions and emotional spin on them. And when you place positive emotional spin and definition on an outer circumstance, you'll get a positive experience. And when you place a negative definition and a negative emotional spin on an outer circumstance, you'll get a negative experience. Now, there is a caveat to this that I learned about a couple of months ago, that if somebody else has placed with intention a negative spin on what would normally be a neutral circumstance, that does negate the process. And the reason I bring that up is because a lot of the people out there are buying this BS argument coming from the dark side that these jabs that people are getting are just a neutral circumstance and you can put a positive spin on it. Well, that's true, except for the fact that they have, with intent, putting negative into it to create a negative experience beforehand. So I want to make sure that people understand that. Then, as I mentioned many times in ET Yoga, there's a third level of reality creation. And the third level of reality creation means that you create a situation or draw to you a certain thing that did not previously exist. So you're not dealing with an original circumstance. You're not dealing with a belief that you've downloaded or bought into. You're not dealing with a circumstance that's already there to put positive or negative spin on. You're dealing with trying to create a new experience, which is the trickiest and most difficult level of reality creation. And now we have this Andara technology to assist us with this because it's a thought amplifier. So what do you think you get when you amplify thought? It's going to increase your manifestation capabilities. Now, another thing I've heard that was really interesting about Andara crystals is that you don't pick them, they pick you. Now, there's one to ponder. And really, Andara crystals aren't attracted to people that are not let's say, suitable to utilizing the frequency. So it's a big deal, very spiritual in nature. And I mean, all of ancient Atlantis was basically run with Andara technology. And many of us, they say that up to 70%, maybe possibly, of the population of the planet right now have reincarnated from Atlantean times. So there's huge, huge connection here with the population and Andara crystals. Now, I just want to shift gears here for a moment to kind of give some information that's kind of I picked up over the last while related to these jabs and when all this garbage might start coming to an end. Well, is two different sources. One source is from Adranus, who is a Syrian being channeled by Brad Johnson. And in his last channeling to Brad, and it will be his ultimately his last, because Brad's kind of going on his own, and maybe has reached the stage where he doesn't need to have the channeling anymore. But the point being is that Adranus mentioned that all this stuff would start coming to an end when there's two-thirds of the people pushing back. In other words, when two-thirds of the people catch on that they're trying to do a planetary depopulation program and make you part of a hive mind or Borg mentality, messing with your DNA, compromising your immune system, cutting you off from your spiritual higher self by shutting down your pineal gland. When you catch on to all this and you realize it, and more people catch on, when two-thirds of the people start to realize at least the fundamentals here, then this garbage can come to an end. And when asked about how long that might take or when this could occur, Adranus mentioned possibly by the end of this year. So that means a lot more people are waking up. And I think that's a very positive thing that I wanted to pass on. And that was also, interestingly enough, there is a woman called Kimberly Dugin, and she was interviewed on by Kerry Cassidy at Project Camelot. And I'm not sure, you know, what exactly she is, but I know one thing, she sure got a lot of information. And coincidentally, she also mentioned that when there's a two-thirds pushback, then this situation would start to turn around. And so I like to be, you know, the guy that puts dots together and create some sort of conclusion from that. And I would put the dots together and say that that information is probably so. And as well, James Rink recently got tossed off of YouTube. He does Super Soldier Talk. And I went into his channel before he got kicked off and actually talked about that there's a huge facility on the moon called Exodus 2023. And basically it has to do with some of the people that are dying from the jab and that have already had their DNA compromised, and that some of these people are actually being sold off-planet as cyborgs, because technically once you're like genetically modified, you're not even technically human. And there are people that own the what do they call those patents? They own the patent on you, actually. And you might also find it interesting that all of a sudden a lot of people are dying and they won't let family see the bodies and there's no real actual funeral, and these bodies, some are just disappearing somewhere. And seems to me like that's connecting the dots as well. So there's a lot of really nefarious stuff going on behind the scenes with regards to this whole thing. It just has an uglier and uglier face to it. So on the bright side as well, I've also noticed on many sources of information that there is more and more information coming out about how to remove some of this hydrogel and try to remove the metallics from this graphene oxide from your system. And if you do some research on the internet, you may find some things, especially if you got sucked into this garbage and kind of trying to find a way out. Because a lot of the mainstream medical people are telling you that there's no help, there's no reversing it, but that's not quite so. And I might say that from my own perspective, here's my analysis. The people that are vaxxed are totally oblivious, in my experience, to the following. Number one is they pretty much all think that they're protected once they have the vax. I can't tell you how many times I got into a taxi cab, and the taxi cab driver says, "Oh, you're safe because I've been jabbed." Well, it doesn't protect you from anything. The only thing these things do is negative. Okay, there's no protection. And number two is they all think that because they got by the initial, they didn't drop dead when they took the shot. And if they'd had a couple of shots, even and their side effects weren't very serious, that they're in the clear. Well, that's garbage too, because we know that there's people that die relatively instantly or within a couple of weeks. There's people that die within 0 to 3 months, and there's people that'll die between 3 months and 3 years. So those are their biggest misconceptions. And from my point of view, the biggest misconceptions of those that have not been jabbed is minimizing the effect of the 5G towers. The 5G towers are integrally related to this whole thing, as are the chemtrails. And the other area that the vaxxed are oblivious about is that it takes about 1.5 years for us to develop mad cow disease. And so that's the big problem that's going to come down the pike about next year at this time. I'd like to now give my thanks, appreciation, gratitude to the ET Yoga listening audience and my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And I'll close by sharing with you the Who Am I technique, where you place your full consciousness in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then you ask the question, who am I? And you can do that once or several times, whatever's comfortable. Become the spot, the center of your forehead, and then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part. It is time to become a part.